the south end of Albany along 787, and the river is home to the Port of Albany and a host of environmental problems, including what critics call oil bomb trains, various manufacturing facilities, a vehicle emissions. Residents experience a high rate of public health problems, including asthma and cancer. The State Department of Environmental Conservation, or the DEC, just agreed to install air monitoring devices in the area. Reporter Mark Dunley discusses the latest developments with Dominic Castellaro, former city council member for the South End and the member of the People of Albany United for Safe Energy.
Dominic, can you explain to me why did you guys want to see the air monitoring system go into place?
Well, we have a high incidence of asthma in the South End, and especially the Esperance Homes, which are adjacent to global industries with the oil and Buckeye in the Port of Albany. It's well above the county level and about four times the state the state average. So we wanted something done. We knew there had to be reasons for this. Whether it's the bomb trains, whether it's the diesel trucks, 787 goes right by us, the throughway, 9W. We have all these industrial areas there, and we need to find a reason why. I mean, we keep seeing the numbers that are high, and not just asthma, emphysema. There's a lot of other respiratory problems, cancer. There's a high rate of cancer, and there's also, but a lot of people don't realize, we have one of the highest rates of premature deaths, babies infants that die before they're born, and also mothers, deaths of mothers after giving birth. It's extremely high. It's one of the highest in the state, too. So that we have all these health issues there, and we need to find out why it's so much higher in this one little area of Albany than it is anywhere else in the county, let alone the rest of the state. So
maybe you can tell us a little bit about the demographics of the South End. Obviously, it's been known as a low-income area, has some of the local housing projects, high percentage African-American. But what's the South End in general?
It's pretty much a community of color. It's basically somewhere around 70% or so people of color. And we're getting a lot more refugees now and immigrants coming in. So the Asian population has been growing. The Hispanic population is right around 10%. It's been pretty steady over the last 15 years. But it's also a community of low income, mostly low income, not always. We have a pretty good mix. But probably, 60% of the area is low income too. And like everything else, it's where everything got, everybody got dumped on when they built the factories, they built the port and everything else. Everything is concentrated on low income and communities of color.
Now, I understand that the air monitoring has at least had some preliminary results, and you were at a meeting recently. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the measuring for what they call black carbon and ultrafine particles, and the DEC is actually doing it three ways. They have a standard shack set up. They have people walking around with monitors and backpacks, and then they have movable monitors that they can move around to different areas. And preliminary reports just after a very recent, five or six weeks has shown that a lot of the pollution isn't just staying down there as apprentice along South Pearl Street in the port. It's actually, they've gone at least a half mile to three quarters of a mile further west from the port up to actually where I live, off Second Avenue, and has found the levels are just as high on Second Avenue and McCarty Avenue as they were along South Pearl Street, even though we don't have the diesel trucks down there. And we're, like I said, between a half mile and three quarters of a mile away from the Port of Albany and all the industrial activities that go on down there. So that was a bit concerning, both the DEC and now to the residents that live there, to see these numbers, because these are extremely high numbers. And it seems to be the streets that are running perpendicular to South Pearl Street and not parallel. So that's another anomaly that DEC hopefully will be able to work on and find out why this is happening.
Well, the South End is often described as an example of environmental injustice. Could maybe explain that a little bit for people?
Well, we call environmental injustice because, like I said, everything's been built there. The people have been dumped on. DEC didn't seem to take that into consideration when they approved a few years ago the increase in the bomb trains to come into the Port of Albany, the amount of gallons that they could take in. It went from about 400,000 a year to Global having 1.8 billion and Buckeye having 1 billion gallons allowed, even though they're not getting anything right now. But they didn't do an environmental justice review. They actually took Global's word in the application that said it was an environmental justice area, even though that part of the South End, Mayor's Apprentices, is a designated environmental justice community. And so so no studies were done. And as I said, we have 787 goes right by there. There's a scrap metal place, a recycling center. There's two oil places, Global and Buckeye. There's all everything else that goes on in the port, all the other industries that go on in the port. We've done traffic counts of diesel trucks. Just in a 12-hour period, more than 1,000 diesel engine semi-trailers, dump trucks, heavy what they call heavy vehicles, come by Ezra every day. We're waiting for a real good report that the Capital District Transportation Committee has done over a week. They use license plate readers. It's called an origination destination study to see where the trucks are coming from. They're coming off the thruway, 9W, 787, where they're going, and then how they're going back. Hopefully we can find a way to reroute these trucks so they're not going through a residential neighborhood. And beyond just the diesel emissions, it's the noise. 2 weeks ago, DEC held a press conference at Ezra Prentice to talk about the air monitoring facility shack that they had just established. And you couldn't even hear the speakers with microphones. The noise from the trucks, even though we were probably a good 200 feet or so away from South Pearl Street, the noise was so loud. So I actually asked the commissioner, Basil Sagos. He said, well, while you're doing this air monitoring, can you please set up a noise monitoring system too at the same time? Because noise pollution is just as bad. And these people are there every day, 24 hours a day. The trucks go by 24 hours. The trains, they wake me up. I mean, I'm a half mile away. 4 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you every day what time it is by the noise of the trains when they're coupling again, the empty trains, the banging they make. And this is going on right behind people's apartments. I mean, so again, it's just such an environmental injustice. You have air, you have ground, you have noise. All in one concentrated community, like I said, a low-income community of color. And that's what environmental justice is. And New York's not following its own regulations.
So based on the results of the air monitoring, once they're finalized, you know, what are some of the possible remedies to help, clean up the air situation in the South End?
Well, like I said, rerouting with the trucks would probably be one of the easiest and the quickest way to at least start some of it. Maybe they can use those numbers to get a full health assessment done. That's one of the things that the residents have asked for, is that to get a full health assessment in the South then beyond just the air quality study, so that the State Department of Health can come in and do that. Many other places around the country, actually, they do that hand in hand with the environmental review now. They do a health assessment. So we would like to see that get done. So these numbers should help with that, and maybe we can also use the numbers to confirm why the asthma rates are so high, why the infant mortality rate is so high, why the cancer rate is so high in this area, and maybe these numbers will help, and maybe might lead to alternate patterns for traffic, or from maybe not allowing places like Global and Buckeye to keep increasing their the use of fossil fuels and bringing in these petroleum products.
So Dominic, we only have about a minute and a half left. I know there's been a lot of attention over the last year or two about the oil bomb trains using the Port of Albany. Apparently they sort of stopped that for the moment, using more propane. But what's sort of the long-term situation with the oil bomb trains? In about a minute.
Well, it seems like it might still be going on because Globe was suing DEC to build the heating facility, which would heat not the frack gas, but it would heat the tar sands oil from Canada. And they still want to build that facility and be able to heat these trains. So even though the trains have lessened over the last year, we don't believe they're going to stop. We believe they're probably going to increase again once the price of crude oil goes back up, which it seems to be starting to increase again now. So the trains are going to increase. And instead of just crude oil, we're going to be getting the dirty of all oil, the shale oil from Canada, the tar sands oil, and that's what they need its facilities for, so they can heat the oil to get it off the train cars and transport it through the pipeline that they also want to build, the Pilgrim Pipeline that we're also fighting at the same time.
Finally, Dominic, in the last 30 seconds, anything people can do if they're concerned about this? Contact the governor, contact DEC, go to a website?
Yeah, I think we need to keep the governor informed and to keep the pressure on the DEC. And you can actually go to DEC. They have a website that you can actually see the air monitoring going on. It's being constantly updated. And keep that in mind. But we need to keep the pressure on, because once we stop, they stop.
This has been Mark Dunley with Dominic Casalero talking about the south end of Albany.